Back with this afternoon's Lunchbox. And look, we see lots of different people travelling out west. We've had people come out this way on bicycles, in BMW motorbikes, in fact. We've had walkers. We've had the Shitbox Rally come through town. But this is something a little bit different. We'll see people heading through town on mopeds. Sounds interesting. Well, let's find out more. Trevor Benaworth's joined me in the studio to find out a little bit more about this. Trevor, good afternoon, mate, and thanks for your time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Okay, righto. Tell us all about Scooterville.
Well, Scooterville is a fundraiser for Legacy. That's the main purpose of the event.
Great stuff.
We're leaving Brisbane on the 2nd or 3rd of September and travelling via Kilcoy, Kingaroy, Billawheeler, all those sort of places. Overnighting two nights here.
Yep.
And then we go on to Winton, Hughenden, Charles Towers, and down to Townsville.
And look, here particularly on 4LG, Legacy is very close to our heart. We run our Good Friday Legacy Appeal each and every year and raise upwards of $20,000, generally speaking. And Legacy have to do a lot of their own fundraising, don't they, to secure funds for the help that is needed out there.
I do. Nearly all of it, unfortunately.
Yeah. So give us a bit of a background on the idea. How did it all come about?
Well, some years ago, probably about 6 years ago now, I think it was, a few of us were in a hotel having a drink and we thought, why don't we get together and ride across the Nullarbor on little 50cc mopeds?
Yep.
And so we did. And it took us 10 days and we put the hat around as we went and we raised $80,000.
Wow.
For Beyond Blue. And then that sort of was put in the bottom drawer for a little while.
Yep.
And then a couple of years ago, we decided we'll do it again.
Yep.
But then COVID came about, and everything's been on hold now for 2 years. But September, we're off.
It's great stuff. Now, tell us a bit about who'll be riding out here. Who's coming?
We've got a bunch of, they're all ex-ADF.
Yep.
Men and women. There's we've got 14 bikes, which is 28 riders. We take it in turns to do about an hour or so each time on the bike and swap over. Navy, Army and Air Force.
Yep.
Men and women, as I said. The councils all up the line have been fantastic. They've opened up their showgrounds for us.
Yep.
And we're camping in the pavilions. The RSL sub-branches are the same, can't do enough for us. They've given us chuck wagons, utes, trailers, all that sort of business. So we're just looking forward to coming along, meeting all the people.
Fantastic. Now, give us a rundown of your route. Where are you heading? How many days are you on the road?
We're on the road. We leave on the 3rd, and we expect to be in Townsville on the 16th.
Of August.
Yeah. So, no, September.
September.
It's a 14-day run. We have two nights in Emerald.
Yep.
Two nights here.
Yep.
Two nights in Charters, and then down into Townsville. And there will be 3 days in Townsville and then on the train back to Brisbane.
Now, anyone out there that's listening that wants to find out more or perhaps donate, what's the best course of action?
Go to our website, which is radschool, radschool, .org.au/donate. Well, there's a link there just to donate. You can do it there.
All right, and I've got those details here at the station if you want to find out more. But Trevor, thanks very much for your time, and look, I hope we can catch up when you swing by Longreach in early September.
Thank you very much.
This is The Lunchbox.